Good morning, brethren, and happy third day of the feast. Can't believe it's already the third day. You know, it's right, when they say everything is definitely bigger in Texas, because I'm from a little town in Kentucky, northeastern Kentucky, and we have one stoplight, and don't blink or you'll miss it. But I was told New Braunfels was a small little German town. It's quiet, it's little, you'll love it. And so we drove all through the night. I would say I had a beautiful trip down here, but I think all I saw was the moon and blacktop all night long. But so we get down here, and I'm expecting this little, small, quiet German town. And I said, it hit me. Everything's bigger than Texas, so here we are. So, anyway. So, titled my sermonette, Distractions. How to Avoid Spiritual Accident. Distractions. How to Avoid a Spiritual Accident. How many of us have been driving down the road, maybe talking to the other person in the car, listening to the radio, or just looking at a beautiful sunset, when suddenly we realize we missed our exit? If this hasn't happened to you yet, don't worry, I'm sure it will. I have to admit, I've done it many a times. One time I even ran off the road because I saw the biggest, brightest, most beautiful double rainbow just ahead of me as I was driving home from work. And I got caught up in looking at that rainbow, and I ran off the road. But don't worry, I didn't wreck. It just scared me a little bit. So when I went to the web and I looked up what causes most car accidents, I found hundreds of articles on the subject, along with all sorts of statistics, with many reasons behind the causes. However, the largest study to date that I could find on crashes found that distracted driving was the number one cause of car accidents. It was followed by fatigue, driving while intoxicated, and aggressive driving. Distractions account for 50% of all crashes. The surprising thing to me was that studies involving distracted drivers found that rubbernecking caused far more accidents than cell phone use. Drivers looking at other things and daydreaming caused the largest number of accidents, followed by distractions from eating, listening to music, and putting on makeup, and dealing with kids and pets in the backseat. There are many more details and statistics, but I believe you get the drift here. Distraction is the culprit. So, what is a distraction? Well, the trusty old Webster's Dictionary defines distraction as follows. Number one, the act of distracting, drawing apart, separation. Number two, that which diverts your attention, a diversion. Number three, a diversity of direction, detachment. Number four, state in which the attention is called in different ways, confusion or perplexity. We understand the importance of maintaining our focus when driving or working or talking with someone. Sometimes that focus will save our life. Think of times we suddenly have to slam on the brakes because of something that instantly occurred while we were driving. Our focus allowed us to react swiftly without an unfortunate consequence. Focus keeps us accountable and aware of the situation and the people around us. It helps us to minimize the accident we may have in life. Have we ever experienced a spiritual accident? We don't have any statistics for the leading cause of a spiritual accident, but I would venture to say that much like car accidents, it's probably from distractions. So, just what is a spiritual distraction? Thinking about Webster's dictionary definition, we can say that a spiritual distraction is when we are in the act of drawing apart from God, when we are caught up in a diversion away from God's purpose for our lives, a varying of spiritual direction, or spiritual confusion due to our attention being pulled in multiple directions. Some examples of things that can cause spiritual distractions and may include a boss that rides you harder than coworkers. It could be that coworker who takes credit for the work that you do. Maybe it's a neighbor who makes too much noise when you are trying to sleep, or lets his trash blow into your yard. A day jam-packed with appointments from sunup to sundown. A close family member that you may be having issues with. Or maybe it's a current event topic that fills our news with trigger topics that get us fired up. You could probably add more ideas to this list, but when these types of trials and distractions happen, are we focused on God or behaving like a Christian in all these circumstances? Or are we caught up in the situation and on a path to a spiritual accident? The point is that when we allow these things to get to us, the spiritual accident, we are led to the spiritual accident of committing sin. Although it may often be difficult, we must maintain our cool and not allow ourselves to get caught up in what is happening around us. Unfortunately, the more we are invested in the situation, the harder it is to maintain a proper godly attitude and focus. Let's take the example of the neighbor's garbage that blows into our yard. Let's say this is the third time this has happened in the same week. You could, one, take the garbage back to your neighbor's yard, shred it in teeny tiny little pieces and throw it on their doorstep. Or two, you could go to your neighbor's house and scream terrible things at them outside their window. Or three, you can knock on the neighbor's door and explain the situation in a timely fashion. Or four, you could cut off all contact with them and sneer at them and give them the evil eye when they walk by. So, which scenario would you choose? While it seems an easy answer, it is not what most often occurs in the moment. How many times does your human nature kick in and throw both common sense and God's expectations for our behavior right out the window? So we must ask ourselves, are we focused every single day on the kingdom and God's plan? Or do we get sidetracked and end up becoming angry just like the world around us? We know we live in a dog-eat-dog world where everyone wants things to be 100% fair, 100% equal. And when we discover that life isn't fair, we get mad and angry, usually trying to find someone to blame, especially when we could be the ones at fault. It's human nature to retaliate when someone hurts us or offends us, but is that what we should be doing? Join me in Romans 12, verse 17. Romans 12. Romans 12, verse 17. Scripture I'm sure we've heard many times. Repay no one evil for evil. Have a regard for good things in the sight of all men. This is only one of many passages that instructs us on how God expects us to respond when evil is committed toward us. He tells us that our way is not that of doing evil to others, but doing good. This must be our focus in everything we do, in every situation of our lives. The opposite of distraction is focus. The definitions for focus include directed attention, point of concentration, clear perception, or understanding. One of the key elements in the difference between distraction and focus is that outside forces usually lead to distraction. But it is an internal choice to focus. It's an internal choice to focus. I'm the only one who can make myself focus. We must stay focused on God to keep ourselves from becoming distracted. And yes, it is hard. What does the Bible have to say about being focused in our lives? There are many verses I'm sure we could come up with relating to focus. Let's go to Colossians 3, verses 1 through 2. Colossians 3, verses 1 through 2. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, when Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Let me read that last part again. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Brethren, while it is inevitable that we will become distracted in life, God lays it out clearly that our focus cannot be directed at things on the earth. It cannot be on the latest current events, our job, our finances, social media, or whatever can endlessly distract us from our time with God. Setting our focus on anything in this world, in Satan's rule, guarantees us a crash course to a spiritual accident. And Satan will do his best. He'll do his best to put every possible distraction in our way. He wants us to crash. And the more severe the accident, the more he likes it. Setting our focus on God every morning with prayer and Bible study helps to set our course in the proper direction, actively seeking to keep our minds on things above, keeps us from rubbernecking when some other big current event happens. Proper focus leads us to peace of mind, while the rest of the world drowns in the turmoil of the unknown. Proper focus allows us to know when to slam on the brakes, when to make a course correction, and when to just slow down and wait for God's guidance. Proper focus means that we can look at the beautiful rainbows, the bright future we have in the kingdom of God without fear of missing our time.